Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Stephen Kwan outstanding last night. Guardians won 3-2. I said, how do you know the Guardians won in a West Coast game when things aren't going that well? You didn't wake up to cuss out tweets over the Cleveland Guardians. Adios courtesy of Guardians TV. And to talk about the Cleveland Guardians, whether or not I couldn't believe the title, Todd, of the last Dairy Brothers Guardians cast on the free Odyssey app. He joins us right now at Dairy Brothers Pod on Twitter. Todd, it was, have the Guardians raised the white flag already on the season? We are at a critical mass right now, buddy.
First of all, good morning. Second of all, I didn't realize that the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima was your place for Wiggles breakdowns. That was very, I enjoyed that. I remember when my brother used to take my now 23-year-old nephew to see the Wiggles back in the day. So, still going. Good to hear.
They have been around for a long time. I didn't realize. 1991, you're correct.
Yeah, yeah. So in the meantime, back to your initial question, the white flag waving is a constant theme with this organization. It doesn't matter if they're in it or not, because the truth about this organization is they're always playing the long game. And I think that anyone who is watching this team on a regular basis knows. And if we know, then the front office knows this team's not built to go deep in October. Therefore, the majority of the people on this team who are not part of the long-term future are in play for other teams. I truly believe that.
Boy, that's a sobering thing. It's hard for me to get mad at you, though, because I think it's the truth. So you would say that as we get closer to the end of July, hey, man, Emmanuel Clase on the deck, Stephen Kwan on the deck?
That was my question, Todd, is Kwan part of the long-term future of the Guardians?
I'm not going to say the position player wise, Kwan is completely untouchable because I think that they're actively trying to extend him. Whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know. I don't see him taking a Jose Ramirez type situation. I don't think Stephen Kwan's on the table. And anyone, by the way, let's just put this out there. And I saw someone, and I referenced this on the pod. I saw someone put out there, don't be mad at me when Jose Ramirez gets traded in the next 2 weeks. Guys, he's got a no-trade clause, and he's already stated he loves it here. If he wanted to go somewhere else, he would have left 2 years ago and gotten double the money that he signed for here. He's not being traded. Okay, so let's just get rid of that idea altogether.
Uh-huh. Like, there's no way if this season is just an irrelevant, goes down in history books as an irrelevant Guardian season, and they have no chance to really compete for anything. And it looks like there are some concerns about the short-term future of this team that he could turn into somebody who's maybe not exactly thrilled with the situation.
No, he's not that guy. If he cared about the most money or what, he would have gone to the highest bidder and gone somewhere else. He is a creature of comfort. He loves this franchise. He is going to have a statue built. He's going nowhere. It's been, let's not forget, like, as bad as this season has gone, they're like a game out of the wild card. Not that this is going to turn around, because I don't see it. They're a game out of the wild card, and they're less than a year removed from being in the ALCS. And the way Jose has been a fixture in this lineup for over, you know, for 12 years, and he's seen 2022 when they made the playoffs, and then 2023 backslid, and then 2024 made the playoffs. This is a smart, smart guy. Because we don't hear him give interviews a lot, I don't think he gets enough credit for how truly smart and a brilliant baseball mind he is. He's going nowhere. On the other side of it, you mentioned Emmanuel Clase. I brought this up 2 weeks ago. I think he's the biggest trade chip they have. And after next season, he has back-to-back team options at $10 million. And you know, when those prices rise, we like to get out from underneath those contracts. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he has those club options and is still one of the best closers in the game makes him big-time trade target for a team who could use a back-end guy in their bullpen like the Phillies. You know, the Yankees haven't had great success with Devin Williams. And the Guardians have Cade Smith ready and waiting in the wings. And the Guardians don't pay closers, you know, $10 to $12 million. It's just, that's not what they do. I'm not defending it in any way, but that's just not what they do. If you don't see this, you haven't been paying attention for the last, you know, what's the Dolan ownership at now? 25, 26 years? Mm-hmm. Those are facts.
Todd Derry joining us on the show. So going back to Stephen Kwan, staying?
Yes. No way they trade Stephen Kwan. No way. So
they'll just go to arbitration in the offseason?
Yes, unless they can come up with an extension. The one thing about this franchise is you never hear them talking about extensions, and then just one day they pop up. But, you know, they have reached out to him and his people at various points in the last 2 years about that. But, you know, it just depends on the agent and the player. And if I'm Stephen Kwan, as much as I love Stephen Kwan and I would love him to be here for a long time, I mean, you gotta, if you have no allegiance, this is a guy from, you know, Northern California. Who knows? Maybe he plays, maybe the Giants come in one day and throw him a ridiculous number. I mean, not everyone's Jose Ramirez, guys, and that's the sad fact about this organization and about the sport in general, is that the big money teams continue to outspend the middle market teams, and that's just, again, that's that's baseball, Susan.
Well, could this be one of the sticking points of the CBA? And we're going to get a little wonky here, so Lima, pull me up back out of it after this question. Because he's 27 right now, Stephen is, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Stephen Kwan, he's not dumb, and he knows the business, and we know what he wrote in the journal. And I think Stephen Kwan's probably sitting there going, I'm making 4.1 this year. I have arbitration net for the next 2 years, so that's going to put him at 30 years old. He plays a leadoff speed position, and he's got to be frustrated. And when it comes to a work stoppage, he's like, all right, I know that the owners want a salary cap. I know that the fans want a salary floor. I think that one of the sticking points with the players and the owners has to be freeing up the first 6 years, because I think a guy like Stephen Kwan feels very frustrated that he's stuck making this amount of money at this point in his career.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I would definitely agree with that. I think they screwed up the last time around when they had the CBA, and you know, the thought was, oh, there's going to be a big work stoppage and they're going to come up with a floor and, you know, they're going to take away some of these arbitration years to let these younger guys hit free agency sooner and, you know, the holding guys down for service time. None of that was addressed. you do realize that. I mean, that's what's so ridiculous about the whole thing. None of those things were addressed. The players' union in baseball, as we know, is the strongest union in all of sport. They have somehow managed to keep the sports salary cap free, and the luxury tax is a joke because these franchises that go over the luxury tax all can afford it. So it's stupid. 2026, they're going to have a work stoppage one way or another. If you're Stephen Kwan, do you want to get out in front of that and get your extension? Maybe. Or maybe your agent and others, you know, in the know, tell him, listen, wait this out, and, you know, on the other end, you'll be taken care of. But you do bring up a good point, Ken. I mean, maybe that, listen, look at Tanner Bibee, right? Tanner wanted that financial security. I have no idea if that was part of it, knowing the work stoppage is coming, but Tanner out of nowhere signed that extension. We didn't hear about anything other than, you know, leading up to, and then he just signed it. And maybe he wanted that financial security. I mean, it's easy for, you know, a baseball player to go, I'm going to bank on myself and I'm going to get $200 million. And, you know, you're always one injury away from that potentially going away. And how much, you know, it's the Jose Ramirez line. How much money is enough? He said, even if I take, way under market value, I'm still setting up my family for the rest of their lives and my grandchildren for the rest of their lives. I think a lot of it is just dependent on the player and dependent on the agent.
We've got Todd Derry joining us right now on the hotline. So we're thinking about, you know, finding ways to get, you know, some of the young players in the farm system involved. One of the problems is, though, that the young guys we have up here, they're either blocked out or they're not really contributing all that much at the plate. So what do you think the next move is for this organization?
You know, there's C.J. Kapus, there's Chase DeLauder, Juan Brito. At some point, the most unfortunate thing is, you know, the hoarding of the middle infielders and none of them have worked out was a gigantic mistake by this organization. We talked about it for, you know, the last 4 years. I mean, it's the same guys and no one has stepped forward. I think the first move that they make, if they do fall further out of it, Carlos Santana will probably be moved because it's just an easy move to, you know, find a taker for him. And then it just opens up a spot for CJ Kapus to come up. And he and Manzardo handle, first base and, you know, and platoon DH with David Fry. Chase Sellers should be here by now. This organization refusal to bring up guys and let them potentially learn at the major league level has frustrated me for years, and it's extremely frustrating now because, you know, I know that Nolan Jones is swinging the bat of, you know, better of late, but he's not the answer. Okay. They traded for Nolan Jones because of his power. He's 3 home runs, guys. 3. Okay.
So his exit velo is great. I'm just busting Pete and Stone. I'm sorry. I have to do that.
I know. I can't stand that stuff. I mean, it just drives me insane. I know what my eyes tell me, and Nolan Jones is not the answer. Okay. Give me Chase DeLauder. Oh, but they want to make sure that he plays enough games in AAA and is healthy enough. Who cares? Why can't he prove that up here? And I know the gap in pitching and the pitching between AAA and the majors now is wider than it's ever been, but did you notice that the Boston Red Sox, you know, the big market Red Sox, have brought up Roman Anthony and Marcelo Mayer, their top 2 prospects recently, to take and playing them every day? Well, you know, how come that's it? Nick Kurtz, was a first-round draft pick the same season as Travis Lozano. He's already up for the A's. Caglione in Kansas City, they've already brought him up. Meanwhile, Travis Lozano, 1-1, I think he'd be here if he didn't hurt himself and have that oblique injury because, let's be honest, I like Daniel Schneemann as a utility man. Right now, Daniel Schneemann's basically hitting fifth or sixth every night when Vogt decides to play him because the second, you know, the rest of the lineup from 5 to 6 to 9 every night is 4A Central. It's maddening. It is absolutely maddening. But I think Kathis, DeLauder, and eventually when Brito is healthy, those three guys will come up. But it's going to be too little too late at this point. I just, you don't, when you're basically scoring two to three runs a night and have to win every game 3-2, does that make you excited about this team's potential in October, even if they do get there somehow? Because it doesn't excite me.
No, it doesn't. Do you have a lot of confidence in Stephen Vogt still?
Yeah. You know, listen, it's still second year.
I'm just making sure. Don't be insulted.
No, I'm sorry, Kenny. My apologies. Yeah. Let me change my tone.
There you go.
Okay? No, I do not have any qualms about Stephen Vogt's managing. He's been totally fine. He's still Tito Jr. with the players. They all swear by him. The in-game stuff, listen, nobody's perfect. I mean, we ripped Tito for the last probably 4 or 5 years of the Tito era on some of the moves he made. But, he's also playing the cards he's dealt. And when you have a roster littered with 4A guys, and, you know, it's a lot of it is moving the chess pieces or rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic sometimes.
All right. Todd, thank you very much for the time. I just wanted to make sure, don't get hot with me. I just want to make sure everybody's still confident in Tito Jr. there. Thank you very much for the time.
I would never get angry with you, Kenny.
All right, Todd, thank you very much. Oh, by the way, everybody, listen to Todd's podcast with his brother, Matt. Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast. It's on the free Odyssey app. They're both based out of here in Cleveland. I mean, come on, what else can you do? Todd, thank you very much.
Anytime. And Matt's back. So Thursday, I'm no longer solo. Thank goodness. I'm glad you guys have each other because I don't know how people do it alone.
I couldn't believe you did 32 by yourself the other day. Well done.
I know. Oh, wait, let me just say one thank you. Hmm. One last thing. We had Daryl on. Daryl I had on after the weekend. He was awesome. Love me some Daryl. Daryl's my new guy. Those are facts. He's great.
Usually it's the ladies who say that. Todd, thank you so much.
See you, boys.
Todd Derry on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.